up your skillet, Mom. Catfish is in town. Heat up your skillet, Mom. Catfish is in town. Make it good and greasy. Catfish likes to slide around. Love that catfish sizzling in the pan. Love that catfish, ooh, it is sizzling in the pan. Give me some butter, babe, and I will be your catfish man. Gumbo, your crawfish etouffee, red beans and rice, those pralines and beignets, cornbread and honey, cafe au lait, 'cause I got my loving mama and she says she's got all day. Gotta have that catfish, get it every time you can. Gotta have that catfish, ooh, eat it every time you can. You run out of catfish, mama, I'll be your delivery man. Jambalaya, y'all, spicy boudin, oysters on the half shell, cold Dixie in the can. I don't need much, and I'm no Dapper Dan, but I got my mufalata, and she's got her catfish man. Let's cook some catfish, sizzle it in the pan. Let's cook some catfish, ooh, let it sizzle in the pan. Give me some butter, babe, and I will be your catfish man. Give me some butter, babe, and I will be your catfish man. Give me some of your butter, babe, and I will be your catfish man.
From the Pittsburgh Songwriter series, I believe that's where it starts. Yep. Apparently put it on repeat. Apparently the button I hit didn't stop it, it just repeated it. All right. Fix that so it won't happen in a future song. Yeah, the kids. Anyway, let you know what you just heard. Catfish by David Hawkins. Before that, Scott Henry Harris gave us The Difference. Also, Ray Pelletier with Untrue. Victoria Montgomery gave us Speak for Myself. Played Gerard Rolfe along with First Morning Light and Dee Hansen, Michael Hickman doing Another Place Redux, which got us to where we are now, which is at just now, it is the top of the hour. Yep, it is 9 o'clock. It is June 14th, 2024, and this is a show called Viva La Mac.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Pansabar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
got your pants on. Looks like you're ready to go. What you gonna do? What you gonna sell? On your way to hell. A big rest. A big, big rest. A big, big, big. A big rest. Hey!
Snack cracker in your special outfit for me.
Bye. some reinforcement from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars, tanks, jeeps, and rigs of every size. Even chicken coops full of barbs, choppers fill the skies. When we shot blind and went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends, Jason and chartreuse pocket bus.
Yeah, big deal, Dick. This here is good time. Yeah, 10-4. You want to put that microbus in there behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite.
Strip for the Jersey Shore, prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bars, but I didn't have a doggone dime. As a skipper, this here is Pigtail Dick. I just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate to do a 98. I says, let them truckers roll the 10-4.
Take another chance, and that's the crying shame. It's just your everyday ball and chain. And if you have to ask her to explain, I wouldn't understand anyway why Heather's all bummed out today.
I'm gonna go on record by saying Pittsburgh's own Lonesome Bob, because he relocated to Pittsburgh many, many years ago. Not originally from Pittsburgh. I think Jersey originally. He played in Ben Vaughn's band for the longest time, but from his Things Change album with Heather's All Bummed Out. Before that, the New Dunkin' Imperials gave us their cover of Convoy. What was it? C.W. McCall? Is that? Am I thinking right? You can correct me if I'm thinking wrong. C.W. McCall originally did Convoy. Southern Culture on the Skids with their song Camel Walk. Wolverton Brothers from Cincinnati, Ohio with Big West from their 1988 self-titled album on the Okra record label. And Lou Reed started the entire set with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you on Friday nights from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m., and people call me the Mockster, so my name is Mock for the next 4 hours, unless, of course, it's not Friday, June 14th of 2024, because then, if it's not, I'm just going to warn you, it's an encore show. Yeah, you're not listening to the live show. The kids listening on June 14th, live show, not June 14th, recorded version of said live show. Just gotta throw that out there every once in a while, because people get confused. They do. I get confused. I turn on the radio. I'm like, oh, wait, that's me. Am I live? Oh, guess what? According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, at least 70% of people over the age of 65 will require some long-term care services at some point in their life. Now, health insurance typically does not cover long-term care. Educate yourself on the government programs and private insurance availability today, because a failure to plan is, guess what? It's a plan to fail. Sooner is better than later. Cliches rock my world. For more information, go to 3in4needmore. That's the number 3 and the number 4. So 3in4needmore.com. Again, the number 3in4needmore.com. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and of course, your good friends here at the Viva La Mock radio program. Got a fun-filled show in store for you, and if you have a suggestion to include it to make it more fun, or as my sixth grade English teacher would say, funner. Actually, he never said that. He'd slap your hand with a ruler. He wasn't a slap your hand with a ruler. He was more of a, he would actually duct tape your mouth shut. Which apparently you can't do these days, but Mr. Bruce used to do that, and guess what? Everyone loved him. Everyone. Even Jackie, who he put in a closet for 2 hours because she was being bad. I digress. What was I even saying? I don't even know. Let's just get into more. Oh, were you listening to the radio last night? During the Courts in Session session? Because my rockin' attorney, he decided to not repeat or even duplicate, but a few years ago he did a Rolling Stones special show. And I remember I called into that show. I was actually on the show because I called in and gave a request. He did another one where he was going to do a bunch of like Stones songs and Stones covers, and it was just going to be 2.5 hours of Rolling Stones goodness, because they're up in Cleveland this weekend and he's going to said show. So I gave him a list. I said, hey, could you like maybe promote my show? Just, you know, because, you know, sometimes I'll promote your show. Sometimes. And just like maybe play a song that I would play on your show and say, hey, the Mockster tomorrow is going to play songs like this. He said, definitely, I will do that. You know what? He didn't do that.
seem too much in 2 years. And though you try, you just can't hide. Your eyes are rest with tears. You better stop and look around. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, when you were a child, you were treated kind, but you were never brought up right. You were always spoiled with a thousand toys. Still, you cried all night. Your mother who neglected you owes $1 million tax. And your father stood for making waves, but make it seem in wax. You better stop and look around. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Of detached photographs and in the long buried bones. I took the lion, the share of the spoils, and all the things that were offered to me. But you never pay such a high, high price as for the things you were told me for free. Do you really want to go there?
so long and loaded. The detonation is near, and the cornered animal will counterattack when all it can feel is fear. Do you really wanna go there? Do you really wanna go there? And now you want to smoke, to stare into the sun, to see who is the one that breaks the first. You want to smoke, to stare into the sun, to see who is the one that breaks the first.
On the first night that I met you, I fell asleep with you. told you what it takes to reach the highest high. You'd laugh and say nothing's that simple. But you've been told many times before Messiah's pointed to the door. No one had the guts to leave the temple. I'm free. I'm free. And freedom tastes of reality.
And we'll no longer memorize or rhyme.
The Shins here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, on the Viva La Mach radio program, with a little tune they like to call Phantom Limb. The Shins, actually a hint foreshadowing for the Mach, which happens in the second half of the Viva La Mach radio programs. Just so you know. Before the Shins, The Who by request. Tom reached out via the emails. He went to wrctrequest@gmail.com and typed in some words, and it included The Who, I'm Free, Tommy, Please Play, and it happened. Jack Ruby's from their Clocks Are Out of Time album with Heaven Shook Me. Brand new Model Army in that set, too, from the Unbroken album with Do You Really Want to Go There? It's a good question. And starting off the entire set, Jason and the Scorchers. I actually pulled that off of a vinyl 12-inch single of just that song. But what song was it? It was The Stones. 19th Nervous Breakdown. A song not even on my wish list for the Rockin' Attorney in his Stones set he did last night, but a song that should have been already on his list. So, and then I listened to the show and he just played the Stones. Like, there was a couple covers thrown in there, but like, he teased me with like, I'm gonna do all this mix and blah blah blah, but he said you, the listener, predicated what he's gonna play, and you kept requesting Stone songs, so that's okay. He played them. He played them because he is a Stones fan. And he's going to go see them this weekend. So good for him. I'll promote his show at some point. I just talk about him right now. He's not officially promoting the show. I haven't told you anything about the show. Just told you that the guy's a Stones fan. If you want to promote a show, I'll tell you that you can pull up a chair and you can have breakfast for dinner every Sunday evening here at WRCT because you, my friend, are an adult, and you can have breakfast whenever you want it. But if you want breakfast for dinner, DJ Chris Wired is going to serve up a audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. What's on the menu? How about some power pop, punk rock, jangle pop, anything that feeds the mind? Sunday nights at 6 p.m. here on 88.3 FM. And don't forget, it's streaming. Like, maybe you're listening now. All of our shows are streaming at WRCT.org. Hey, don't forget this year that thousands of adults will finish their high school diplomas. None of them are going to do it alone. So if you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you do have help, because thousands of free centers across the country are waiting to help you pass your high school equivalency test and help finish your diploma. Take the first step towards graduation and find free adult education classes. Classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Because you know what? No one gets a diploma alone. You know, something that should be or will be. I'll say will be. I'm going to predict this. I'm going to say will be on the Breakfast for Dinner show in the near future. It's a brand new single, first time played on WRCT, so it hasn't been on the Breakfast for Dinner show yet, but Chris Wired's probably listening to my show and going, oh, dude, I'm stealing that. Some brand new music from the Sparkle Jets UK. It's a Box of Letters here on Viva La Mach.
It was a long, long time when the story started. Way back, I remember you would drive downtown just to come and see me. Do you still remember when I closed my eyes? It's like we're still just standing there, but there was one. Letters from you.
Social Distortion from the Prison Bound album with their cover of the Stones' Backstreet Girl, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I will highlight yet another cover of a Rolling Stones song that the Rockin' Attorney chose not to play on his program. You know why? Because he said, I want to save the cool songs for your program. I'm going to play the Stones, which are cool songs, and you can play some cool covers on your show. And I'm like, I'm not playing a covers Stones tribute because you couldn't. But it just happened to fit in that set of music. So how about some Social D and Backstreet Girl? How about some Zero Boys from, I think, 1980, 81's when the Vicious Circle album first came out? It's been reissued like four times. I think Toxic Shock put it out in the 80s, like reissued it in the 80s. Lookout or Panic Button or someone like that did it. I don't know. It's been out a few times, but it's because it's a must-have in any punk rock aficionado's collection. So if you're one of those people, if you are a punk rock aficionado and you don't have that in your collection, shame on you. Zero Boys trying harder. The Eyeliners, I played the Shins earlier. Eyeliners have nothing to do with the Shins, except for they both are thematic to what the Mock is. From the Sealed with a Kiss album, When Will I See You Again? Bow Wow Wow in that set of music with a Baby Oh No. And start off with a brand new single from Sparkle Jets UK. They have a new album coming out soon. The single's been leaked, and by leaked, officially released. Box of Letters was the track you heard. Let's call it the WRCT debut, because I can guarantee it's the first time it's been played on WRCT. Hey, did you know that an estimated 3,000 Americans, yeah, we're not looking all over the world, just right here in the U.S. of A, they're going to die from foodborne illnesses every single year. 3,000. And that's why it's important to always use separate cutting boards for raw meat and vegetables. Here's what this four words. Think of these four words. Clean, separate, cook, chill. Right? Let's repeat them. Yeah, it's kind of the cognitive test that people take. Here's the four words again. Clean, separate, cook, chill. There'll be a small test later in the show about that. To learn more about these four steps and keeping your family safe from foodborne illness, you can go to foodsafety.gov. This message brought to you by the USDA.